I would pick up a lot of new people, but you still get quite a few people from the Taste days that just hung in there with us. And naturally, you lose fans as you go along. But we've got a nice balance, I think. We've got a lot of young people there, and we got a lot of people dating right back. But you know, each time you speak to someone, they sort of you chat, and you find people prefer the new albums, and then you find people who prefer the mid-period albums, and then people like the Taste stuff. So you just, you know, you'll always have about three or four songs that seem to stand up regardless of what happens, and people request them, and you include them as best you can. But you know, you have to try and change the repertoire and keep it up to date all the time. But you know, I think everybody's always got a few songs that they have to squeeze in. Well, you know, it depends on what's completed by the deadline. That's one factor. Second of all, by the time it's mixed, you pick the songs that seem to sort of fit best together. And you know, out of any recording session where you've done 13 or 14 songs, you know, bit by bit, certain ones just tend to come to the front, and other ones then, it's not that they're any less good, it's just that you can't get the satisfactory mix on it, or it needs extra work and you leave it off till a later point. But we've always done a variety on albums. It's hard, I mean, we don't really do albums full of blues or full of hard rock or full of heavy metal or full of anything really. Just a mixture, you know.